Sell me your car today. This is Clay Edwards, and I want to buy your car, truck, or SUV today. Are you tired of dealing with all the marketplace maniacs and the Craigslist crazies? I hear nightmare stories every day about counterfeit checks for vehicles here in central Mississippi. Did you know if you get ripped off with a counterfeit check, your insurance company will not cover you? Let me make you a fair market value offer for your vehicle today. Contact me today at claybuyscars.com. That's claybuyscars.com.
All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Friday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Friday. Those who can hear me, we've made it through another week. And it's no small feat, I might add. Now the challenging part, making it through another weekend here in the city of Jackson. That's right, folks. It's the first of the month. Checks come out. Money's flowing through. And your opportunity to get shot, killed, stabbed, beat, harmed, dumped in your trunk. Oh, my goodness, man. Anyway, the Gun and Knife Club is going to be beginning in earnest in another hour and 53 minutes. Now more than ever do you need this heads up, this public service announcement that you need to be strapped down in Jacktown. The Democrat heads, folks, they are on a tear. It's almost like somebody told them time is running out. You'll only be able to kill so many people, so many more people. If you don't get them in now, man... These young people, what are they doing? Imitating cross gates? Is that what Jackson's doing now? I had to say that for Donut Head so he'll feel better about the senseless murder, the random violence, and the general mayhem that occurs in Jackson. Because in the minds of the Donut Heads of the world, as long as white people are killing themselves, I didn't tell Donut Head because I didn't think he could handle it, that there's more whites than blacks, so they'll... We'll probably, our numbers will dwindle and out before theirs, leaving it's an all-white world. Pasta white there, Donut Head. No place for you in the brave new world. And some would say, but am I one of those? I have no comment. But here's the deal, folks. If you're not strapped down in Jacktown another hour and 51 minutes, you got a good chance of getting deleted. Room temperature, unalived, killed, old-fashioned, beat, shot. And it doesn't look good for the home team. It looks like the killers are routing the citizens of Jackson. And, of course, you know, their killers are getting younger and younger. And we want to thank the grand jury for releasing that young man for a drive-by shooting no less than a month ago. And he got out just in time to engage in another drive-by shooting, resulting in the death of one senior citizen. And, of course, he had one of his trainees with him. And so they're both charged with capital murder. And they'll both be back out on the street probably by Christmas. I mean, they got to do the obligatory, you know, 6 months to get their street creds in, go down to Raymond, beat a few folks down, you know, make a few Instagram videos and get their street creds up. And then they'll be back out here come the 1st of January 2025 doing what they do best, doing the work that the Ku Klux Klan simply won't do anymore. You know immigration, illegal immigration has gotten bad when the Klan is recruiting to do their job from the people that used to do the job too. And the folks are glad to get the work. And what I'm hearing, some of them are working for free, Donut Head. There are some out there working for free. But, hey, this is America. Everybody gets to pursue their happiness the way they see fit. And in the case of some of you folks, and you know who you are, killing is what you do. Folks, there is a tipping point with the murders in which the people who perpetrate murders realize that the more murders they perpetrate, the better their chances of getting away because the system is overwhelmed. Now, do you see the wisdom in my suggestion that we're going to do real live community policing with the police officers? And that is, we will let the officer determine, give him discretion out there on his beat as to who he wants to drag down to the station for processing and who he wants to explain the process and the procedures in his precinct to that young Biden supporter out there who thinks that he wants to engage in a life of crime. And it's up to that officer to determine, you know, I really think this child here could just really benefit better from an explanation to him about life and life itself without the cameras on. So I get texts from people, oh, you know, you're going to get sued. We're getting sued anyway. We need to start doing some things differently. So you'll get whatever rights that officer wants to afford you. Hopefully he'll give you all the rights that you're due. But of course, that means you have to contribute something too. I don't know, courtesy, respect, limiting the flip mouth comments and all that kind of stuff will probably go a long way towards you getting the rights you want. If not, you'll get rights left and nightsticks and boot stomping. And that's the way some people understand things. You got all these different languages out there, sign language, foreign languages, and then you got those 12-step program languages. That's where you stomp off in somebody's backside, and then they, I'm getting what you're saying now. I can hear you now. And guess what? That approach never goes out of style. So if we got to eat a few lawsuits, okay. It's going to be well worth it once the message get out there that, yeah, I got that Rodney King check, but man, I'm walking on a peg leg now and my other foot up my backside. So there is a method. But anyway, that's not going to save you today because by 6 p.m., if you're not strapped down or out of town, you're going to get shot. Jackson is just that dangerous now. And of course, you got the excuse givers out there, the hand ringers, the community organizers, you know, I wish I could play this clip from Charleston White about community organizers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. Oh, this brother knocks it out of the park. What he said was all these people, and, you know, these people are akin to the group that I call the Black for Living folks, the community organizers. I mean, they're all concerned about the poor. I mean, there's always some group that they're showing their concern and affection to, and some of them are actually serious about it, so I don't want to diminish those who are, but some of them are just hustling. And this is what I'll be doing, just calling folks out. Look, man, you ain't about that life, bro. If you weren't getting paid, you wouldn't care nothing about this group or that group. Now, don't get me wrong. Everything I do, I got to get paid for it, too. This is not the United Way I'm running here, bro. It's the United Wade. Got to get paid, Wade. Needs my money like a hog needs slop. You know, old Richard Pryor joke there. But at the end of the day, folks, what do you need to do in another hour and 46 minutes? You need to be strapped down in Jacktown. Matter of fact, I think what we'll do, we'll go to the streets of Jackson. In fact, Mr. Producer, get the microphone right. That's right outside of City Hall in downtown Jackson, across from JPD, across from the county courthouse, and the formerly, well, I guess it is still the Clarion Legends. I saw some folks milling around outside that looked like employees. Well, they could have been enhanced bums with clean clothes on, but they could very well be working for the Clarion Ledger. I don't know. Or could be migrants. They done took over the building, squatting down there. But anyway, and you know the thing about the Clarion Ledger? They saw it coming. What's the name goes to the club where I go, where I work out at, the guy. What's the editor down there? Used to be down there. I'm saying, now this guy, I mean, you know, he earned his retirement. He's living a good life, yada, yada. But he had to see it coming. All that liberal dribble they were pouring out down there. That's why I try to tell the folks over at JSU TV. Dude, all you need to do is intermix your programming with some real reality. Let's try that word. with some conservative program. People don't want liberal crap. You put it on all day long. Ain't nobody interested in that crap. That's why all the liberal, every liberal news outlet you hear coming across the airwaves is subsidized. Every last one of them. Now, Donna, last Jack, Mississippi Free Press might be semi-subsidized, but at the end of the day, everybody else is just, they're like Super Talk. They're being toted by the taxpayers. Super Talk is nothing but subsidy radio for conservatives. It's no different than Mississippi Public Broadcasting. The only true, by the book, free market radio station in Mississippi, certainly central Mississippi, is WYAB 1039 FM. We do it the old-fashioned way. Our salespeople get out there and knock on doors. They burn up that shoe leather. They don't do government contracts. We don't do government contracts. Now, if you hear an agency advertising, like in the case of Michael Guest, and there's no guest about Michael, he pulled congressional rank, and you got to run what they put on there. And we try to encourage him, Mike, if you're going to run some, could you run some truth? So do you hear him on there anymore? Hello? No, constituent services is what Congress people do, and they do it well. Most of them do it well. So I can't take that from him on the constituent services side. As a matter of fact, was it Eyes Wide Open? I think Eyes Wide Open, I mean, he was in love with Greg Harper. He swore up and down Greg Harper hung the moon because he helped him with some constituent services. And I can't argue against that. If that's your experience with the man, bruh, don't hate a man because of anything I tell you or because me and him got disagreement and beef. I have people tell me, oh, well, why you deal with that person? You know what that person did to me? Well, look, I'm not going to do that. It's like with the case of David L. Archie, who, by the way, nephew, one of his relatives, Joshua Archie, his life sentence was affirmed by the Mississippi Supreme Court for his involvement with the Party City manager being killed. I don't know if they had him as the trigger man or what. In fact, I wasn't even aware he had gotten convicted. The last I remember on the case was that he had got acquitted, the first two trials. And the third trial, I didn't even know they had had it, and he got convicted. But he is he's serving life without parole. Now, a young man like that, trying to be gangster, just like those two young boys who have been arrested in the shooting of the elderly lady in her home on her couch, you can't talk to these kids anymore. And then you got people like Donut Head. Now, when I say Donut Head, he's representative of so many black Democrats who always, I mean, they got a ready-made excuse for everything, from everything but doing right. And we got our young people getting involved with these type of heinous crimes. And old gray heads like Donut Head and others, all they got is the excuses. Folks, this is why I keep telling y'all, and I'm dead serious about this here. We're going to have to break out. Those of us who know better intend to do better and distance ourselves from the Donut Heads and their thinking. And this is why I said if we can form a coalition of common sense folks, guilt-ridden whites, common sense blacks, and get 50 plus one and move the city in the direction we want it to go in. Screw all this so-called compassion crap. We're wasting all the government resources, all the city resources on people who have dedicated their lives to screwing up their lives and anybody else's. They done stole from their parents, stole from their relatives, stole from their community. And all we ask them to do is stop. And they won't do that. And yet they're constantly coming back to us demanding more, using their friends in the compassion industry as a battering ram to take from. I'm saying, hell no. No. I promise you no. And I'm not saying no to be hard. I'm saying no because we got to preserve the seed corn. We're down to our last few dollars. And they're still making demands on how that's going to get spent. I promise you, that ain't going to happen no more. I don't care how, if you made the decision to be homeless. You like getting high. You like the freedom to go out and scour every day to figure out how you can get high. And I'm not going to make it easy for you. In fact, I'm going to do just the opposite. We're not going to let you stand out on the corner and litter every damn thing, take the baskets from the store and have them all up and down the road. No, that's why you're going to pay a fee to get a permit to bathe. Because we're going to take those fees from that permit to pick up the paper, to go get those baskets, take them back to the stores. I ain't got nothing to tote my stuff around with. So? It sucks to be you. We're not going to let you bring down the property values of everybody else's stuff so you can do everything you want to do with your life. That is not how life works. And it's certainly not going how life is going to be working here in Jackson. So we're just going to make it inconvenient for you to be a bum in Jackson. That's all. You ain't a bum nowhere else. Because you know they don't put up with that crap. I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to be hard to live with. I'm going to be hard to live with. And you were warned. Our number, 601-879-0002. When we come back, going straight to the streets of Jackson to see what's really going on. Hotline numbers brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. All right, folks, we're back, and it is what? It is Friday. The Gun and Knife Club begins in earnest. I do want to remind you, Tom's Fried Pies, put that on your to-do list this weekend. Headed down Highway 49 South. If didn't have plans, make it a destination. Go to Tom's Fried Pies in Richland, Mississippi, and they're south of Kroger's on the same side, right across from the Walgreens. Stop by there and pick up one of two of Tom's Fried Pies. Get the fruit pie and the meat pie. Don't get one pie, or you might get a pie in your eye or a fist. Could be some pie violence down there as a result of you getting one pie and showing an unwillingness to actually share a bite. They're going to pick up on your attitude. Hey, he act like he don't really want to give me a bite of this. They really don't. You need to get your own. So if you really love your loved one in the car, get two pies. If you don't, be prepared to fight. Be ready to throw down. Come out on slippers. Take that wig off. That weave. They will put you in jail down in Richland. They don't play that. So, err on the side of wisdom and get two pies at Tom's Fried Pie. More than likely, Sylvia's down there right now, smacking her lips out there on the patio, feet all up on the tennis table. Is it tennis or pool table? What they got out there? Tennis table, I think. What they call it? Ping pong table, yeah. So just keep that in mind as you go down there. Get two pies. Excuse me. All right, let us go to the streets of Jackson, right outside City Hall, where our mayor is doing his dope boy magic, literally, on behalf of the citizens of Jackson. Let's see what the mayor's forecast for the weekend is. Hey, city council! Oh, boy, they done broke out the liquor down there. Where's the reef at? Where the white women's at? Oh! Pass the blunt! Pass the blunt! Oh, I'm sorry. Angela, excuse me. Yeah? You got them vacuum lungs. What's really going on? Hey, Aaron. Hey! Hey! Bro, don't be drinking out the bottle like that, dog. You got more people want to drink other than you? Uh-oh. Here come Kenny Stokes bringing in Ward 3. Lanier in the house. Uh-oh. Mary C. Jones. Hey, I'm trying to park. I'll shoot somebody up in here. You don't know nothing about me. Hey, Mayor. Mayor. Hey. Boy, the mayor just... Constituent services ain't what they used to be. Uh-oh, here come Kingfish. Kingfish, did you get all that? All right, Kingfish wants actor action report in triplicate on his desk. Don't make him file a Freedom of Information request. He will do it. Oh, here comes Forest Hill in the house. Hey! Boy, those zany Democrats. You're killing me. You're killing me. I'm serious. You're killing me. Jesus. Come get me. Uh-oh. The devil said, don't send no more of them Jackson people down there. No, they done messed up hell. It's really hell now. Hey, the Jackson Gun and Knife Club in full effect. Look out, old. All right. Now remember, you are a member of the Gun and Knife Club whether you want to be or not. It's just a matter of whether you're armed or unarmed. And I would encourage you, if you're still within the city limits of Jackson at 6 p.m., baby, you need to start doing the belt buckle crawl. I don't know where Jacksonians buying their ammo at. Bro, it must be dirt cheap. Or stolen. I mean, they be letting off rounds. I mean, dude, I can't do it like that. Even when I'm at the range. They ain't trying to recover no brass. They just letting it rip. As a matter of fact, when they were showing the scene over there, the Mary C. Jones, the shootout over there over the Easter weekend, and they showed some shell casings. I said, man, those are rifle shell casings. And they look like they were a couple years old. And they tried to make it look like that's the shell casing that the girl was allegedly shooting. No, those were rifle shell casings there. But anyway, they were old. So, you know, again, folks, if nothing else, Black lives matter. But what matters even more is not getting shot. Because what I'm seeing now, that's, man, that whole black love thing is a little thin. Man, they put too much water in the soup. Ain't no meat, ain't no food, ain't no nourishment. What we's going to do? But anyway, I don't want to give you the impression that all is hopeless here in Jackson. I mean, I don't want to be the one to give you that. Now, if you come to that conclusion on your own, okay. But, you know, I can't do it. I got to be a cheerleader. I got to do it right. But anyway, let's not dwell on the negative, okay? But you did see where, and I'm really proud of JPD for catching this guy in the act of dumping these tires. But now, given the environmental impact of these tires, I don't know why, if municipalities can get together and for the common purpose of getting their sewage treated. Remember when Rankin County was getting some of their sewage treated there in the Jackson plant down there in off 55 somewhere down there. Why can't we do that with tires? I mean, we have really got to come in hard on cleaning up. I think the role of the mayor, the next mayor, is to start cleaning up Jackson. I'm talking about diverting some of that money that they spend on these crime cameras and divert it towards cleaning up the city, because cleaning up the city is part of crime fighting. And like I said before, we want to enlist more citizens to try to tie together, if we could, their ring cameras, particularly in strategic locations. We're going to catch the people who are dumping all this trash, people who are doing the remodeling and doing all that kind of stuff and dumping this out in your neighborhoods. I promise you, as I was telling you yesterday, that everybody can do something to make Jackson better. You people who are illegally dumping, you're going to do more than your share, because when we catch you, Hoss, you have just entered into a contract to be city employees at your expense to clean up the Jackson area for a prescribed period of time. That's what you get for us giving you the privilege of not prosecuting you for dumping. We're going to get the city inspectors, when they drive past a job site and they see people loading up tree limbs and sheetrock and all that kind of stuff, we're going to get them to tag it. Throw an air tag on that trailer. Don't even let them know it's been done. And then when we identify you as having been the one who dumped that, Hoss, you're working for the city now for a month. You and all your equipment and all your employees at your expense. But now, in fairness to the people who dump trash, That city landfill up there, the county landfill up there in Madison County, coming off County Line Road, going up whatever that drive is to get to the entrance, that road is not even usable. It's not drivable. And I don't care what kind of vehicle you have. You could have a moon vehicle. It's not. That's got to be repaired. At whatever the cost, it's got to be. See, this is what I'm talking about. Whatever the cost it takes to fix that road, whatever it costs to pick up all this trash around here, it's got to be done. This is what I would. This is how I would approach it. Neighborhood associations, you get together and determine what you want done in your neighborhood, Presidential Hills, Bellhaven, Country Club, wherever. Get with our city folks, your city council person, and we're going to work through solving those problems in your area. Now, if you have a, if you live in an area where you don't have a neighborhood association and you can't do that, guess what? You're going to be last on the list to get cleaned up. Because we have to have a pecking order here. We got to have some competition. If you don't want to live better, don't want to do better, everybody else shouldn't be held back and, oh, no, we got to give everybody equal treatment. No, we got to give everybody the treatment that they want by virtue of the fact that the common areas of our life is going to have to be protected. And if you're not willing to protect the common areas on your street, in your neighborhood, then you'll be the last to get city services. That's all. That means your city councilman is not doing their job pulling everybody together. They said that they were a leader. Well, now it's time to lead. Those neighborhoods that have strong associations, they're going to have the better neighborhoods. You know why we're doing it that way? Because we want those neighborhoods to become more desirable to live in, and people start building on the vacant lots in those neighborhoods. More rooftops mean more what? Revenue, taxes coming into the county and the city and the school district. There is a method to the madness. But if we just start pouring money into areas where people don't have any pride because they're black Democrats, it's a waste of time. Yes, I said it. I said it for the sole purpose because I want you to think about it. You look around. All this trash is in areas where there's heavily Biden voters. So what? You obviously not. Why get mad? You're not embarrassed. We're not putting up with your crap, guys. Who do we have? Sylvia. Miss Tom Fried Pie. She's got a crown on her head that looks like a pie. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted you to know, after this ride, I am headed to Tom's Fried Pie. And not only that, I want you to know that Jackson is not a safe city. I only drive in it because that's my job. However, if I didn't have to drive in the city, I wouldn't. Because it's not safe, not at all. Now, Richland is a safe place to go. Feel always feel safe in any city surrounding the city of Jackson. Feel very safe there. But anyway, Jackson's not safe, and I'm headed to Tom's Fried Pie right after this ride.
Well, enjoy yourself and smack on those pies with gusto, okay?
Do what with the pies?
Smack on them. Smack your lips.
Oh, yes, I most definitely will. I'm going to get a Tex-Mex and a cherry pie. Love those to death.
Well. Well, now.
Do you have a good evening?
All righty. And you too. May the force be with you.
All righty. Bye. Have a good weekend.
All right. We'll be right back. All right. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Don't forget our good friends over at Two Gun Tactical. Located 667 Casey Lane, the shooting ranges will be open. $30 for an hour. And for $15 more dollars, your partner can shoot. So, again, come on out to Two Gun Tactical. You're going to really, really, really enjoy it. TwoGunTactical.com. Classes are available for any skill range, skill set. If you're a beginner, they'll take you from the very beginning on how to handle a firearm. And if you have a firearm that you've been given and never fired it, this is an opportunity to take that half-a-day class. That will give you a good orientation. And you might even find out, hey, that gun is not for me. I need to trade it, get something else that fits me better. That's what they do over there, help you become familiar and one with your gun. TwoGunTactical.com. Check it out today. And we have, with no further ado, Mopil Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, did you see where The Rock said he's not endorsing Joe Biden this time around?
I caught that as I was driving in. No Joe Biden for him. That's good. The boy is finally wising up, but the country's been destroyed. But, hey, you know, better late than never.
Yeah, that same thing I thought. Okay, great, man. It's too bad it took the destruction of the country for you to realize that. Like many others, they don't know why they didn't like Trump. Things were going well until the powers that be crashed the economy with COVID. And, it's like, why didn't you like Trump? What was wrong with Trump? Why'd you have to get rid of him? Even, what's her name, Lizzo?
Yeah.
She said she wasn't endorsing Joe Biden. But she really liked Biden, but she just wanted to get rid of Trump. Because she just had to.
Well, and see, all this not really thinking things through, it has consequences. We really are losing this country. I mean, people are finding this hard to believe or accept. You know, they're getting ready to give the Ukrainians another $60 billion or whatever it is they've been trying to give them. And they're just telling us that we don't even know how many people have died there in Ukraine, as Tucker points out. We don't know anything. We just know we're going to give them some money, and we're not going to give you any. Folks, we've sat back too long allowing this stuff to happen, and now they have the whip hand. You know, Joe Biden will go after The Rock and Lizzo for saying what they're saying. This man is ruthless.
No question about it. Or they'll make an example out of them like that. Apparently, they're making an example out of Puff Daddy or whatever he's calling himself these days.
Right.
Because they call himself by whatever number they give him in prison. If he didn't get Epstein, that is. But yeah, I thought the same thing. It's, oh, great, dude. Too bad it took only what? 10 million migrants coming in, and the destruction of the economy for you to realize, hey, that Trump guy wasn't so bad after all. Still, they won't take the plunge and endorse Trump. Okay, voting for Biden means what there, Rock or Dwayne?
Right.
What does that mean? You're going to endorse Trump? It's like Michael Rappaport, I think is what his name is, uh-huh. One of the biggest anti-Trumpers ever to exist a couple of years ago. But now that Biden's been dumping on Israel and among other things, now he's at least he's saying he's not supporting Biden, but he won't say he's supporting Trump. It's like, really? Okay. Half step better than none. As long as you don't vote at all, you're still doing us all a favor.
True that. And, you know, and my thoughts are, okay, so I would like to believe that you're moving in the right direction and you've seen the light, but when they say I'm not going to vote for Trump, and I'm thinking, so what is your point? What is it that undergirds your belief system? I mean, where are you trying to go with this? You know, they don't have an answer.
They can't admit they were wrong about Trump. That's right. The thing.
Right.
They can't. They won't admit they were wrong about Trump. They're wrong about Biden and wrong about Trump. It's okay. They'll say they're wrong about Biden. Like some of them are turning on. But if they can't bring themselves to say Trump was right. Or that Trump was the man. It's like, all right. Still, at this point, not voting for Biden is a half vote for Trump. So, okay, you're half there. I'll take that for now.
Take what we can get. But it is mind-boggling. Now, you see where they're trying to make an issue, and let me help the donut heads of the world out there, out, and Barbara Mike, regarding Trump's bond. Letitia James is questioning the financial viability of the bonding company. And Barbara, Mike, and the rest are out there thinking, oh, see, Trump didn't have the money, yada, yada, yada. And if you read what's being said there, his bond is still going to be good. They want the bonding company to assure that they can cover him. And then in the alternative, they want Trump to show that if the bonding company can't do it, that he's going to do it. No big deal. He's got the money. You don't put up your own money when you can put down 10% or whatever it takes and get somebody else to put up theirs. That's how the system works. But, oh, see, he ain't no real billionaire. He ain't got that kind of money. I ain't got that kind of money either. Shoot. So, you know.
Like someone said, very few billionaires at all, or people here in the world, have $200 million in cash money.
Right.
That's not how money works. That's a lot of money not working for them if they just have it sitting in cash, folks. That's why they don't have that much cash. because you know, $200 million cash. You know how much you could make if you just had in the stock market at the beginning of the year. You can make you could have made at least 2, 3, 4, 5%. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money you're not getting because you had it in cash. That's how we decided to uber rich roll. But whatever, that requires common sense, and they all had that.
Yeah, they just all they have is their hate and their emotions. They want Trump dead. They want him dead now. It's not going to happen. His bond is good. He's squared away at the end of the day. And all Erdogan them wanted to do is what they want to do is harass any company that does business with Donald Trump. That's the underlying cause of what they're doing, reasons why they're doing what they're doing. And this is what I keep trying to tell you folks who are gleeful at Trump's predicament. You got to understand, number one, governments cannot have compassion. And then governments ran by evil people is even worse when it comes to not having any sympathy and compassion for the people who they're targeting. And black folks, I'm telling you, they're getting around to us. If you get a chance, look up this guy on YouTube. His name is Dennis Sperling, S-P-U-R-L-I-N-G, Dennis Sperling. He has a very good take pleading with black women, please change course. And he goes on for about a half hour explaining the danger the black woman is putting the black community in, themselves and the country, with the path. You can't tell them anything. They're just out of control. Women. Yeah. Well, women in particular, but the way black women were used ever since the Doug Jones, Roy Moore race down there in Alabama, where they perfected the boss lady, black girl magic voting patterns. And that's what Kamala Harris was installed for, was to be the interface with the sororities and the black female vote to get out the vote. I'm telling you, this, you got to listen to this guy. Matter of fact, I got the clip. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jason Whitlock hit a bit on that as well yesterday. Or he just said women in general. Yeah. And he's more so, like what we said before, how voting used to be in the early parts of the stage of the country. It wasn't that the women weren't taken into consideration. It was that the man represented the family when it came to voting, the household, when it came to voting. Right. That's how it was. It wasn't that they didn't care what women thought at all. It was the man who was the representative. That's and right. Willard even said, hey, if you're single, you shouldn't be voting. Only married people with kids with a huge stake in the game should be out there voting right now. So he included himself in that. I guess probably just to save a little face. But Whitlock kind of hit on that too the other day.
Right. Well, again, things are coming apart for a reason. Either it's intended or by people who don't understand the roles of men and women scripturally, and it's causing the problems that we're seeing. You're not being cute. If you're not willing to be reflective and say, okay, well, let me see if there's anything to this. Could I be doing something wrong? It's no different than your relationship with Christ. You have to be reflective. You got to sit back and say, Lord, what's wrong with me? What am I getting wrong? Why am I getting it wrong? And if you're not capable of that, you're going to have some difficult days ahead. I'm telling you that now.
Yeah, like that black guy told that woman, who you vote for while you're doing all this complaining, who you vote for. Even after she admitted that, she was trying to come up with an excuse for Biden afterwards. So, yeah, well, then we don't then stop complaining. Whatever.
All right, brother, we're up against a break.
Bye, man.
All right. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I just want to remind you, coming up on April 30th here at First Baptist Church of Flora, Bank Plus will be hosting a Credit Plus class. That's right, on Tuesday, April 30th at First Baptist on Center Street, 121 Center Street, from 5:30 to 8:30. Credit Plus is a financial literacy seminar where participants learn about Bank Plus products available to them to create a habit of saving, improving their credit. And if you are caught up on the payday lending cycle, then Credit Plus may be there for you. Pre-registration is required. Find out more and how you can attend by visiting the local Bank Plus location. Bank Plus member, FDIC, equal housing lender. So your local Bank Plus right here in downtown Florida will be conducting this class. It gets you set up and ready if you, for instance, want to buy a home. They get you squared away for that. It's a good program. As a real estate agent, been using this and recommending it to people down through the years. And so we encourage you to check it out. They have a long track record of successfully getting people prepared to make the big purchases of life. So, again, that's going to be April 30th at the First Baptist Church from 5:30 to 8:30. And that's going to be a program called Credit Plus. And they'll walk you through all the steps. There's no obligation other than you just make the suggestion, take advantage of the suggestions that they're making. You're going to be better off for it. So, again, learn how to get back up on the horse or learn how to ride the horse for the first time. All right, going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it's the second hour of the Kim Wade Show this Friday. The Gun and Knife Club begins in earnest. What, in 53 minutes? Be ye ready. It's going to happen whether you want to be a member or not. You are. But don't worry about it, folks. Death is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Worst thing that can happen to you is dying and going to hell, where some former Jacksonian seems to be down there setting up shop, making life miserable for everybody who comes through there. No, it's not as hot as it used to be because of the issues with the billing, not getting paid. So, but the problem you're going to have is the administration. Yes, yes, yes. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, the sage advice from the strong man from years ago, what did I say? I don't want to go to an all-black heaven. Now I need to modify it. I don't want to go to an all-black hell either. No. It's already hell. Come on, man. I can't do it like that. Grade me on a curb, Lord. I couldn't have been that bad. Anyway, folks, it's an open forum here today. Do want to remind you the hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutter. You need an estimate, first, second, or third, give them a call. 601-326-2755. All right, a couple things. The mayor, Chalk Lines Lumumba. Folks, I don't know if you got a chance to look at Jackson Jambalaya, in which he posted last week, or earlier this week, rather, where Judge Henry Wingate has allowed the Poor People's Campaign and a few other off-brand groups, purportedly, I think one of them was the ACLU and the Poor People's Campaign for making people poor. I understand his Chalk Lines sister had been affiliated with that. I don't know if she still is or if that is actually true. But sound like something she'd be involved with. But anyway, the judge has given them leave to be offer contributions to the trial. He doesn't have to take their advice. But they submitted, went on to submit their basically their concerns, issues, and complaints. And if it's a liberal group, if it's Democrats, if it's black Democrat, it ain't nothing but complaints. They don't solve anything. But what was interesting in the complaint, the filings that they made that gave their litanies of concerns and complaints, they got all this legal jargon, all this scientific jargon in this pleading about the status of Jackson water, how the water has not been proven to be safe for the citizens of Jackson, their beloved citizens, and that they were concerned. And they gave all the scientific reasons and studies. And I'm thinking, so where were all these bright folks for the last 40 years? Folks, this is why I dismiss with contemptuous disdain left-wing liberals, Democrats, Democrat here. And I'm openly vocal about it because they're full of crap. Go to Jackson Jambalaya and just glaze through the complaint, that filings that the Poor People's Campaign submitted to the court. We got all this expertise, and now Chalk Line's concerned about Jackson Water being ran like a business. After they and his cronies appear to have lifted $30 million from the settlement via legal fees to the detriment of the ratepayers of the city of Jackson, the citizens of the city of Jackson. Now he's concerned. Folks, you can't make this crap up. This is why I keep saying to y'all, look, you got to make a decision. Are you going to do the black crap, or are you going to do the stuff that works? Are you going to do the white guilt crap, or are you going to do the stuff that works? Are you going to do the black for a living crap, or are you going to do the things that work? Now, whatever Jackson Water doing, they ain't stealing. Now, under the last 30 years of administration, who happened to be of melanated folks, things have gotten worse down at that public works in the water department. In fact, we went from the public works department, water department generating millions of dollars a year over and above expenses to losing millions of dollars a year and can't meet expenses. And so now the very people who were the vanguards who were on duty at the time of all this mismanagement. Now, they see, these are like these retired educators who come back and get a contract to help at-risk kids. And the kids were at risk when they were there. Why do we keep playing games with these people? Say, look, we ain't got no problem with you getting a contract, but you better come with some results. This is the reason why the sage advice that I offer, suggest, humbly so, about requiring, the board allowing teachers to have sole discretion on who gets to sit in that classroom. Because then all these people who claim to be experts get to prove their mettle. Let's see what you got. Now you got one bad child out of 25 that you in charge of training. You don't have 24 or 25, you got one. So let's see you work your magic, your PhD magic. Let's see you do it. Folks, again, this is the year of the mirror. Everybody talking that trash, you need to put up. But I'm telling you now, these black administrators in the educational field, very few of them want that. Because at the end of the day, they really don't care, because they're going to make sure their kids get an education. And their kids will be allowed into the system under the DEI program. That's why DEI is so important, because they don't intend to educate the bulk of young blacks. And those blacks who do get a simulation, some kind of education, will be slotted into the DEI spots, whether they're competent or not. You see the scam? And the question that comes to my mind, why can't we just educate everybody? Because they want people to think like Donut Head. They ain't really thought through the problem. They just, that's how they feel. When you hear a man talking about his feelings, he's gay, or in my estimation. And so you're starting to see the pattern here, and that's what's going to be coming out over the next year. I am going to show you win, lose, or draw, because it's not important that I ain't got to be the mayor. It ain't going to change the price of eggs, I promise you. But I would like to see the ideals, better ideals brought forth in terms of how the city is ran. But I'm going to show you by my mere presence that the individuals who I say are working against the interests of the community, black or white, you're going to be able to put your hands on them. I'm going to be able to name them. You better go put your hands on them. When I say put your hands on them, I'm talking about actually they're real people, not go out there and fight them. I'm going to show you the ACLU, Southern Poverty Law Center, the NAACP, One Voice, the Poor People's Campaign, the Sierra Club, all these organizations who say they care so much, if it was required of them to change anything that they do to carry out the mission that they say that they supposedly are about that life where it comes poor people, whatever, I'm going to show you they have no intentions of changing. Because at the end of the day, it's always about the money. The One Voice program that the Kellogg Foundation has been sponsoring, giving them $1.5 million a year, and they're spending close to $500,000 to $700,000 a year on salaries to do what? Not that I begrudge the people getting their money, but their job is to hold back the black community. You doubt what I'm saying? Okay, well, is the black community in a better condition? See, these are the questions they don't want to come out in any campaign, but I'm the right huckleberry to do it. So let Nasambi Lambright come over to explain about the great work they do. I tell you what, from what I can see that they do, they come out there and provide the venues, the properly printed up protest signs and crap like that. They keep honoring the same people over and over every year to keep the civil rights flame burning hot. When we could spend that $1 million a year, what, I don't know, buying some paving machines, helping kids get a better education, helping the charter schools. They don't want that. They want blacks to be angry and mad and emotional on election day. That's their job. One of the other things that's going to really tick them off that I intend to do, all these set-aside millionaires here in Jackson, the city of Jackson is going to start conducting a shark tank, just like Mark Cuban, them do on the TV. Y'all done made all this money off of us. Now it's time for y'all to show some love. I remember there was one set-aside Negro said he would put up to $650,000 to conduct the special bond election for the Jackson Public Schools out of his own pocket. Okay, bruh? You can take that $650,000 that you got laying around there, and in $10,000 increments, you can start blessing people who come before the Shark Tank of Jackson with great ideas about how they can get their dream on, their hustle on. Because you love black people. And remember, black people came together as a municipality and set it up where you could be a successful minority businessman. Why don't you do the same? Folks, I'm going to prove and show you. These folks talking that rhetoric, man, they ain't about that life. They ain't about it. And that's why they can't stand me. And I understand. I can't stand me either. My circle of friends so tight, I look out and see me. Oh, no, not this. So I feel you. But all I'm asking you to do, brother, if you ain't got nothing for them folks, don't be telling them that you, hey, man, just hold on. I'm on my way. When you know you're not. So they can make their other plans and go on about their life. You out here grinding and hustling off of them. And then every day you tell them, man, sucking your teeth. Boy, your ship, man, I thought your ship would have come in today. I think it turned over in the harbor. Boy, your stuff messed up. I hate that for you. While they pockets on swole. So all the strong man is saying and all the question I'm asking, why can't we cut this pie a little thinner? Oh, man, I'd love to cut it thinner, man. I just ain't got no knife. I'm going to have to eat the pie like it is, man. I'm going to eat it with my hands. They don't want that. I'm that guy. Anyway, enough about that. Here's the deal, Holyfield. We continue to hurl towards this country collapsing. And what the gentleman was trying to explain, Mr. Dennis Sperling, he asked the question about ratchet black women. And he used the Fannie Willis example. Now, I know a lot of you black women out there think Fannie, what she's doing is really not cool on so many levels. And the fact that so many people, particularly black women, don't understand why what Fannie Willis is about, her lifestyle, her, she's a whore. She's an adulterous whore. On the world. Kim, what about Donald Trump? He's a whore. What about you? I'm a whore. Whore maker. Past tense. But the bottom line is, you don't want, see, the Democrats in the world wants to hold her up as the example of the black woman. She's not. That's not a good example. Not that we all don't have our human failings. They wanted her promoted. Because it brings down the standard. Our community can't survive with these women like that. I'm serious. You got to have some Donna Reeds, some folks who want to be mothers and family. You can't do this, dog. Don't do this. And all up and down the food chain, you can't tell black people anything. You can't tell black men anything, as I was telling you about with Donut Head. Any solution you offer to fix anything that's broken in the community, there's going to be a cadre of blacks out there ready to fight you first. You got to exhaust your whole body energy wrestling around in the mud with them over some silliness about whether or not somebody's black enough, whether somebody got their a Negro wake-up call, excuse me, all this kind of foolishness. When in fact, brother, you don't even know what's right and wrong anymore. Fannie Willis doesn't know what's right and wrong. When she got up there and says, oh, I'm not embarrassed. It hurt, and because you can't embarrass a woman like that. You saw her on the stand. Folks, that woman is uncouth. It's not cool. Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, that was their job in 2020 to recruit that group of women, to get them on the good foot. Look, ain't nothing wrong with y'all exercising your right. But it's just like I say about the black preacher Democrats in the Democrat Party. How you going to have all this evil coming out of the Democrat Party and you are over there with all the power that was given through to and through Christ at the cross? You claim access to it. And yet all that evil is coming from that party, and your community is reflecting that evil washing over it. And then you trying to say, brother, you ain't got no power. And you, like Fannie Willis, don't even know. And I'm trying to tell you, Dennis Sperling's trying to tell you, brother, we're in a dangerous position here. And all y'all want is stuff. You're going to get it. I'm telling you now, I'm sitting here patting my foot. I'll tell you how this is going to turn out. And I know many of you out there saying, man, I can't wait to vote against. Bro, you ain't heard my feeling. My mandate is to deliver the message. You done heard it now because you actively fought against it. You're going to be destroyed. The black man in America is going to be destroyed. Because the black woman ain't got no covering. She's exposed and left the black man and family exposed. And we got our kids out here sucker punching folks, beating people into the concrete, giving them concussions, push them in front of trains, robbing. Brother, there's going to be nobody to come. Christ is, but for his mercy and grace, he may not even come for us. Everybody's going to hate us for what we're doing. And when you try to say, hey, man, we need to change course, you got to get the donut heads out there. You got to fight them. And where are the men and women of God? They're out there trying to get their hustle on, trying to get their numbers up. How many of you running, dog? I'm afraid for y'all. I'm afraid for me. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back, and it is what? It is Friday, the Gun and Knife Club. It's going to begin in earnest in a few more minutes here. Be ye ready. Be strapped down in Jacktown. Another 31 minutes, you're going to get shot at, killed. And folks, you know what? You got to understand, it's not going to change anytime soon when it comes to the relationships we have. Because the relationships we have, in my estimation and opinion, is a direct result of the relationship we have with Democrat Party, which is, in fact, Satan. I'm not saying this for radio ratings. I'm saying this because I really believe that. It is a death culture. There's no reason for us to even have given them the type of attention that we've given them. And our allegiance makes no sense, but we're paying the price. But life has shown, you put enough pain on anybody, they will change. By the time we change, it could very well be too late. I think we're going to be exterminated. We're not offering anything, and we're ticking off anybody who might want to help us. We turned our back on Christ. The nation has, but it bothers me because yesterday was the anniversary of Dr. King being killed by white Democrats. And if they did it to King, they're going to do it to us. And for us to show that kind of allegiance to that party is insane. I ain't saying you shouldn't be over there working the party. It's a two-party system. It would only make sense you work the party, play one against the other, yada, yada, yada. But we won't even do that. We're full-throated in their clutches. I want to remind you, folks, some people always ask me, Kim, is there a man I can talk to when it comes to land? There is. My friend, the land man, Tom Smith, Land and Homes. And in this era where the whole real estate industry has been shaken by lawsuits, etc., folks, you need to go with the old timers, the folks who got years of experience and a track history of integrity and good character in their dealings. Tom Smith Land and Homes, first and foremost in that arena. So if you're looking for some great deals, here's one right here. A country retreat in Hinds County, 28 acres. It has almost a 3,700 square foot house, two story, four bedrooms, two and a half bath, spacious floor plan. Folks, this is a beautiful piece of property if you want your own little getaway here in Hinds County. Run horses, cattle. It's got pines on it. It's got trees. It's got a little pond on it. 10-acre lake. Stocked lake, I might add, too. A long paved driveway. Large carport with two attached storage rooms to the garage, to the carport. Folks, it is available right now. This property is being offered by Chad Wilson with Tom Smith Land and Homes. Give Chad a call at 601-898-2772. But wait, there is more. We got two more that I want to tell you about. Attention developers in the Madison County area. Tom Smith Land and Homes. Tom has, this is Kobe Watson has this listed up there in Gluckstadt. 1.46 acres, zoned as C2, commercial. Ideal for businesses looking to establish or relocate to the Madison-Gluckstadt area. Excuse me, a strategic location with substantial traffic flow, situated north of Madison along Weisenberger and Yandell Road. Equipped with power, plumbing, and a concrete slab with a lean-to shed on it already, only asking $390,000. You want to contact Kobe Watson for more information, 601-898-2772. But wait, one more I got for you here, homie. You looking for some rental income properties up there in Cleveland and Bolivar County? Well, they've got four properties available right now, rental homes that you can pick up for the students or whoever else there. And let's see, 120, 170, so for about $205,000, you can pick up four properties there in, and these are separate properties now. They're in the Cleveland area. Tracy Bell is the listing agent. So if you're looking for some investment ideas and opportunities, your kid's going to Delta State and you want to get them a little spot, you can do that right here and save on housing costs. Tracy Bell, 601-898-2772. All right. Who do we have? Okay. So check out TomSmithLandAndHomes.com for any county in the state. You think about retiring, going back home, want to build your dream home, you want to buy an estate already established. I just gave you the one down there in Hinds County, 28 acres. Well, how much was that? $390,000? What was that? That was a good deal on that. I want to make sure I get it right here. Yeah. Yep, $390,000. I'm sorry. That is for the raw land up there in Gluckstadt, the commercial property. I think that's Chad Wilson I'm talking about here. Okay, that's Chad Wilson has got the 28 acres in the four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, almost 3,700 square feet down there in Hinds County Country Retreat, and that's 526. Still a great deal. You can have your own little oasis there in South Hinds County. Check it out today. All right, folks, no further ado on that. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. I'm sorry. Went a little long on that one. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. And it is the final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. And as we continue to look around at our city and you hear the mayor make some of the things, some of the comments that they're saying, folks, this is why I am of the mindset. We just got to draw a hard line. It is us against them. You can't be reasonable with them. It's pretty clear they're running a scam. Whatever tax dollar seems to come into many of these folks' hands, they seem to be, it's okay to waste it. And it's up to you and I to let them know that that's not acceptable. It's going to require us to get involved, to stay involved. It's going to require us to carry out steps. And, you know, when you say these things, black folks get upset. But the bottom line is, we have to get more deeply involved and carry out and follow through on multi-step processes to resolve a lot of these problems. And I've said this, that white boy Bob culturally seems to have more of a grasp of handling things that require multiple steps. And there's nothing to be in. Look, if we would just run our lane, do whatever it is we do, and do it well. But we're constantly trying to be in everybody, and we're not that. Nobody is. So this is why we're going to get back to some common sense. We're just going to get people who are competent in the areas that we need them to be competent in. If we're paying them, we expect that competency to show through in the work product. But if you sit back and listen to the DEI promoters and folks who think along those lines, they're not interested in positive results. They're interested in having their way. And I'm telling you, it's up to you and I to make sure they don't have their way, because their way is destroying everything that is of value to us. And what makes sense and what has given us the prosperity that has brought all of mankind headed towards America. And then we're going to abandon that for some losers? I'm just saying, bro. You know, I'll be accused of trying to act white or hanging with white folks or doing the bidding of white folks. I don't care. We're not going to do your way. You running around here worried about somebody, I'm going to be less black if they get in. You're going to be the same color you are now. But the fact that you even say that, think that, Hoss, you have to be held. You got to be stopped. And I'm just saying, Jackson, Mississippi could be, dude, all the things these other cities used to be or wanted to be, the Atlantas, the New Orleans, and all that. We don't have to go down the same path. If these preachers really got serious about their calling and their understanding of scriptures and actually try to apply it by living it, we wouldn't have these problems. We keep trying to say it's the poverty or because they don't have parents. And all this stuff has an impact. But that's not the case for everybody. Let us quit playing, man. Many of you grew up without a father. Many of you grew up without a mother. But there was somebody in your life showed you right from wrong. Because when you say a lot of these things that we say to these people, you ain't doing them giving them an excuse. I'm not doing that. I'm not feeding grown men and women. Ain't nothing wrong with them. And I'm not giving grown men and women excuses for them to be less than what they can be. And the minimum that they need to be able to take care of themselves. And I know there are people who are truly unable to do that. I understand it. It ain't everybody. It ain't this many folks. And once we get it down to a manageable level, we'll figure out who is and who is not. And I'll be the determinant of that. Me solely. Well, who are you? And then I ask the question to you. Who are you to tell me to pay for somebody's health care? If the people wanted health care that bad, they would raise their kids better and prayerfully their child would go off to become a doctor, a medical provider. They ain't willing to do that. But I got the sacrifice for them to be. Look, first of all, let me get out of even having to explain to you about whether or not I want to see people do bad health-wise. I'm not going to do that. Hell, it's your health. Push away from the feedback. Leave the sugar alone. Cut out on the Cokes. You don't want to make any lifetime changes, but you want everybody. Hoss, we're not going to keep doing that. That's all that I'm saying. That's the thrust of where I'm going with all this here. And you know what? When we get done, people are going to want to be where we are. They're going to want to have what we have here in Jackson. It's hard to believe now because we can't believe it could be any better. And it's because of that poverty spirit that's been preached over Jacksonians. It's a demonic stronghold. And we got all these churches. But the churches are affiliated with the Democrat Party. And the line is a straight line from Satan to the Democrat Party and their policies. If you kill babies, there's nothing else you won't do against the word of God. You talk about your right to kill a baby, it ain't going to change the consequences of you killing babies. You get the black community and its deterioration and collapse. That's what you get. So if you're scared to change, I understand. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm calling out you men. I know you men, you say, who am I to do it? I'm me. And I'll do it by myself. Because at the end of the day, what I'm saying ain't me giving you my version of right and wrong is what is right and wrong. And this is where this is how we got where we are. There's so many folks who don't want to stand for what they know to be right, i.e. black ministers who are in the Democrat Party. Oh, they preach so fervently of the abstractions of the concepts of God that they could live out if they merely wanted to. They choose not to because Jesus has some slow pays. The devil, Joe Biden, the Democrat Party pay right now. They give you walk around money. Money you ain't even got to account for. And y'all can't see that it's all that little under the table money, all those little deals, water sewer contracts and garbage contract deals, is the reason why the black community can't grow, because they stole money that was for city services. Now we don't get. Now the city's collapsing. And now they got money they can't let nobody know they got, so ain't no investment with the money. It dies with them. And you can't see this. And you're supposed to be spiritually astute. Your antenna's supposed to be on high. Brother, you are of the party of Satan. You are Pastor Skiva at best. I can tell you, I can sit here and just pat my foot and tell you how it's going to turn out. You're going to be made an open display and humiliated for, watch Michael Guest. I'm telling you, I don't wish this on him. This man has taken he took the deal with the devil. And you know how I know he did? Because he took actions on something he didn't even have to take action on. The Democrats had enough votes to do whatever they need to do. He got caught up in a P. Diddy type situation. You had to be willing to yield and submit and bend and fold. He did it. I know his family don't like me to talk about him like that. I understand. Your dad did it. Benny Thompson ain't no different. Robert Kennedy said if he were to become president, he's going to appoint a special counsel to go after Benny Thompson and all those on the J6 committee. And they should. Benny needs to be doing jail time for what he's done to those people. And then he's proudly going around the country on behalf of Joe Biden, of all people, to promulgate the lie. The man has no bottom to his lack of ethics. He's like Fannie Willis. He's a son of Jesse. Totally bereft of morals and courage, character, integrity, a spiritual compass. I can sit here and pat my foot. I can tell you how this is going to turn out. So he can enjoy the high life now. That's why I'd rather eat beanie weenies and pick up cans on the side of the road to have what I have. I'm not going out like that. It's just me now. You do you. But be willing to pay that price. I'm not going to pay that price. I might pay it on something else. Because we all have our issues and weaknesses. I get weak. But it won't be for that dollar bill. Let's take a break. All right. Final few minutes of the Kim Wade Show. A couple of Trump updates. Trump in the case down in Mar-a-Lago, down there in South Florida, rather, before Judge Cannon. Judge Cannon has served Jack Smith a setback. She told Jack Smith he's going to have to give the jury instructions. Make them available right now so the jury can be looking at them right now. Jack didn't want that. Jack wanted to be able to surprise the jury. And in the jury instructions, she asked both sides to offer their jury instructions. And Joe Biden, his stuntman, Jack Smith, is saying that if he does that, the jury is going to be hearing narratives and viewpoints that could lead them basically to a not guilty verdict. Well, duh. What do you think Trump is going to put up there? Something that's going to help your side? So Jack Smith is going to be asking for her recusal in an appeal of the judge's ruling to go forward with her request that they provide that information. So Jack is going to lose that case because, number one, he's already ticked off the judge. And now one of Trump's attorneys during the aftermath of the stolen election of November 2020, John Eastman is having his law license pulled by another black lawyer, another black female, black girl power thing that they're pushing. She's one of the judges that sit on the review panel for the California Bar. I should say sat on the panel that heard the case. And they use a doctored quotation, supposedly from John Eastman. And the judge repeated that quotation. And it was easily discernible that it was not the same thing they did with Trump and what they say Trump said at the rally, when it was clear and it's recorded into history that he said peacefully go down there in protest, petition your government, etc. And yet when they went to the judge to get the subpoena to go into Ray Trump's home, they did not include that. These people are just wrong and evil. And this is what I keep saying to y'all, particularly those of you who are Christians. Okay, you don't like Trump, but don't you like right and wrong? You don't want the rain to fall on the just and the unjust? Folks, it's hard to walk out with what we say we believe. But there come a time when you got to do it. If Joe Biden and the church were married and Joe made the statement about Christ or transgender he did on Christ's resurrection day that he did, at some point, you as the spouse, say, hey, this is a bridge too far. But we're seeing more and more men and women just have no courage to stand for anything. As long as it doesn't bother me, it's going to bother you. The corrosive effect of sin is going to take and overtake all of us, because nations get judged in the here and now. I'm talking about right now. And collectively, we're doing these things that are against the word of God. And we think it's a joke because it ain't happened. Ain't nothing happened. I'm still here. Everything's going to be fine until it's not. And this is why I keep trying to tell, particularly my people, it hurts to see us doing this stupid stuff. But we're going to be destroyed. I mean, think about in any brave new world that they were to create, and if they had people had randomly and they could do it on a vote, a secret ballot, do you want to take black people to the future with you? Hoss, I'm telling you, I don't think we could get the votes. Why? We're doing all this antisocial behavior, and then we're doing it in the most prosperous country in the world, and blacks and other people come from all around the world living in sand and dirt. And we get over here and we're complaining about somebody rolling our eyes, and all they want to do is eat and drink clean water. And our leadership won't even put all this in perspective about gratitude. Because we have a selfish group of people on the stage of life today, black or white. But when you know better, you should do better. I know our parents are just looking down at us from heaven and just shaking their heads. Lord, what's wrong with my child? Like my mom would say, I ain't going to say he didn't do it, but he wasn't raised to do no stuff like this. We know better. Why don't we have the courage to do it? I do want to remind you folks, on the 30th, right here in Flora, Mississippi, April 30th at the First Baptist Church of Flora from 5:30 to 8:30, our good friends over at Bank Plus will be hosting Credit Plus class. It's a financial literacy class to help you get yourself ready if you want to make a major purchase, home, cars, or whatever, or just figure out how to undo the damage you've done as a young college student, running your credit up, running up credit cards, everything, how to get back up on your financial horse. That's going to be Bank Plus, April 30th, First Baptist Church, 5:30 to 8:30. For more information, contact your local Bank Plus location.